I'm Duarte Geraldino. You're listening to The Takeaway. The coronavirus is dominating media coverage so much so that other news stories are flying under the radar. Did you know there was another staffing shakeup at the White House? On Friday, President Donald Trump announced outgoing Representative Mark Meadows of North Carolina is now his new chief of staff. Meadows replaces Mick Mulvaney, who has effectively been doing the job since January 2019. Here to walk us through what Meadows' appointment means for the Trump White House is Chris Whipple. He's a journalist and author of The Gatekeepers, How the White House Chiefs of Staff Define Every Presidency. Chris, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So what do we know about Mark Meadows and his relationship with President Trump?
Well, by all accounts, they have a good relationship, so that checks one box for the possibility of being an effective chief of staff. But I have to say that on every other level, this seems like an odd appointment. He's a political zealot, as we all know, a founder of the Tea Party. It's the last thing you ordinarily want as your White House chief of staff. The gold standard, of course, was Reagan's James A. Baker III, who was a real pragmatist, who was criticized for not letting Reagan be Reagan, in the phrase of the day, but who was effective because he could make compromises and get things done.
So you describe him as one of the last things that you'd want, and yet, wasn't he one of the president's biggest defenders in Congress?
Well, yeah, but again, that's fine if you're looking for a defender, if you're looking for an attack dog, even if you're looking for a campaign manager. But the White House chief of staff is the guy who, above all else, has to be the president's honest broker. And especially at a time like this, when the country is facing a health crisis, a possible pandemic, even more than the national security advisor, the White House chief of staff has to be the honest broker who tells the president what he does not want to hear and also communicates accurate information to the public. That has never been more important than in a crisis like this. And Meadows seems ill-suited for that, although I do want to be fair and I don't want to prejudge the guy.
So you're saying the goal, the standard for him would be for him to be an honest broker. Why do you think Trump appointed him? And how do you think Meadows will approach this role?
Well, it's a fool's errand to go looking for logic in any Trump appointment because, frankly, it does not make sense. At the end of the day, Donald Trump has not gone through four White House chiefs of staff in 3.5 years or less because he's trying to fine-tune the apparatus of government. He's gone through four White House chiefs of staff because he's not interested in governing. Donald Trump lives for one thing, and that is to campaign, to divide, to demonize, to disrupt, not to reach across the aisle and make deals and get things done. We know this about him. And we also know that every president learns often the hard way that you cannot govern effectively without empowering a White House chief of staff. Every president except Donald Trump, who has not learned that lesson, and I think he's going to pay a big price for it.
Meadows had a fairly close relationship with key Democrats in Congress, including the late Representative Elijah Cummings. Is that something that we might expect to help him in his new role?
Look, all of that is fine, and it helps to have good relationships with Capitol Hill, and God knows one of John Kelly's great weaknesses was that he did not have any political savvy. And frankly, I think Mulvaney, for all of his contacts on Capitol Hill, was really not an effective White House chief of staff by any standard. In fact, I mean, I think that the best thing that Meadows has going for him is that the bar is unbelievably low. I have to give Mick Mulvaney the title. I would have given it to Don Regan or maybe H.R. Haldeman, who, after all, went to jail. But I give him the outright title now as the worst chief of staff in modern history because he failed in every possible way. He was the chief sycophant. He was the guy who could never say no. And he set the bar so low that maybe Meadows can clear it.
So Mark Meadows' appointment is happening at the same time that Trump's administration is being criticized for its handling of the coronavirus. What do you make of this timing right now, Chris?
Well, the timing is critical. I mean, it couldn't be more important right now to have an empowered White House chief of staff, somebody who is first among equals in the White House to execute the president's agenda, to tell him what he does not want to hear, and to be, as I said before, the honest broker of information. I mean, that is critical. You cannot, in a crisis like this, simply make it up. And as Peter Baker said in the New York Times this morning, you can't tweet it away. The only way you can deal with a crisis of this kind is to have clear lines of communication. You have to have a structure set up in the White House. You have to have relationships with all the governors. And, you know, there's just no evidence that that has been the case. He's obviously, Trump is scrambling to try to put together a structure to deal with this. But I think that you have to have an empowered White House chief of staff in a situation like this, where you're asking for trouble. And frankly, this White House has been unbelievably lucky in its first 3 years that it hasn't faced a crisis of this kind.
The coronavirus is everywhere right now. Do you think that talk and coverage of the virus is in some way providing cover for other developments in Washington?
You know, actually, I think it's all part of the same story. I think that at a time like this, you really have to have clear lines of communication. You have to communicate honestly with the American people. And that's where an empowered White House chief of staff is really critical as the honest broker. You know, it's ironic because people have been talking about how this crisis could become very much like, for Trump, it could become his hostage crisis. We all recall what happened to Jimmy Carter way back in the late 70s. And yet, the Carter White House was a fine-tuned machine compared to the Trump White House, which has been broken and dysfunctional from day one. And one of the reasons for that is because Trump simply does not understand that the importance of having an empowered White House chief of staff who can execute his agenda. He has always thought that he could just govern by tweet and by whim. And we're seeing now, I'm afraid, the results of that. And yet, as I started to say, even in the Carter White House, Jack Watson, for example, who was the head of the interdepartmental affairs in the Carter White House, was empowered to deal with crises like the eruption at Mount St. Helens in Washington and the Three Mile Island crisis with the leak of radiation at a power plant, at a nuclear plant there. And he was able to resolve those because they had a structure and they had a communication to deal with it.
So, Chris, just briefly, how do you think that Meadows will play into Trump's reelection campaign?
Well, again, if he's smart, he won't have much to do with it. You know, that's what campaign managers are for. And in any functioning White House, the White House chief of staff should be focused like a laser on governing. You can't really succeed and be reelected without something to run on. And a White House chief of staff should be focused on that. Again, you need to empower a White House chief to execute your agenda and work with Capitol Hill and try to get things done. That hasn't been happening in the first 3 years of this White House. It's extremely unlikely that it's suddenly going to start happening because it's pretty clear that Donald Trump wants one thing from his White House chief, and that's loyalty, period.
Chris Whipple is a journalist and author of The Gatekeepers, How the White House Chiefs of Staff Define Every Presidency. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.